Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Zayin. Gemara, we ended off yesterday with Machlokes, Tanoim, and Ogea too, whether there are four watches, four Ashmeres, or three. And we had a Machlokes between Rav Nosson and Rebbe, whether if there are three or four. The Gemara said before that Nosson had a pasuk to prove that it's three, not four. And the Gemara, and then Rebbe explained his sources where we see four watches, that there were four mishmaras. Now the Gemara wants to know, Mama Kayim Rebbe Taimad Reb Nosson. So how does Rebbe, who says that there are four, how does he deal with the pasuk of Reb Nosson, who says that there are three? What's the base of the pasuk? Rosh Hashmeres HaTichona. Talks about in the Mechemes of Gidon, in the time of the Shoftim, battles that he went to do battles against the Midyanim. So it said that he waited until the Mishmeres to go in to tap them, to surprise them at night. When Rosh Hashmeres HaTichona, he went in and the time of the camp when it was in the middle. Rosh Hashmeres HaTichona, which means the middle. So in order to have the middle, you have to have three. One, two, and three, and two is in the middle. So it wouldn't make sense if there are four. So you see, Nusson's Raya, that it's that there are three Ashmeres, not four, from the pasuk. So Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna gives an answer to explain why Rebbe is not does not learn this pasuk, does not use this pasuk. But it says, Seifa shal shnia v'roshah shal shlishas. Doesn't mean the middle, the second, but it means is there are four. But the end of the second and the beginning of the third, that's like in the middle of all. It's like midnight. It's the chatzos. So therefore, that's called middle, tichona, hein machavnos es alayla. They divide the night in the middle. In other words, you have four, but the end of the second, beginning of the third is exactly in the middle of the fourth mishmeres. That's the midnight. He waited for that time to be able to go in and to attack the Midyanim. So Mamela, therefore, there's not the spoil with the pasuk. And it tells us that they can learn out, even if you have four, the pasuk, the word mitchavnos, makes sense. Ramana says it can't be, because v'yoz. Now, there are two ways to learn this Gemara. We're going to do it the way the Charedim learn. V'yoz, is it possible? Is it possible that you're correct, that that's pshat in the pasuk? That it means that it means the middle of four? Miksiv tichones. It doesn't say in the middle, b'lashon rabim. It says la tichona. It says Alashon Yochid. Now, again, according to Rav Nosson, it's good because it's Alashon Yochid because it's in the middle. There's three, and this was the middle one that he went to attack the Midyanim. But if you learn, like Rebbe, that the Pshat in the Pasuk is at the end of the second, beginning of the third, and that's called middle, it should be Alashon Yochid, Alashon Rab, not Alashon Yochid. Pasuk says, Rosh HaMishmeres HaTichona, which Mashret is one. So therefore, the Pshat, you're telling me that Rebbe learns the pasuk that it means four, it doesn't really fit into the pasuk. So the Gemara says, well, "What is pshat?" The Gemara says, "Ramana gives his own pshat. Can ma'isala mishtaka? They really taka four like Rebbe. However, the first one is not considered in the cheshbon. The ad kedoin bereisa irin. That time people are still awake; they're not sleeping yet. So what happened? So Gideon, when he was coming, he sent the spies to go ahead and find out when he can attack them." So there are four mishmaros, but the first one is still in the daytime. I mean, maybe there are people still awake. He's not going to attack them when they're awake, when all the soldiers, the whole army is awake. He waited at night until they're sleeping, when the three mishmaros of the night start. And then he would, at the end of the second, beginning of the third, which is in the middle, that's when he went and attacked the Midyanim. So therefore, the pasuk could be read, the contra of Mana, this way. Rebbe would learn the pasuk, and therefore it's not a riot to Reb Nosson. Reb Nosson had his pasuk of three, and Rebbe can slug it up, and Rebbe's pasuk of four of Nosson yesterday's Gemara slugged that up, or had a different interpretation for that pasuk, and therefore we have machlokes tanoim. Each one has a basis of a pasuk proving their position whether they are three or they are four Ashmeres. Gemara goes vital. Excuse me, Pisco. Gemara goes past, which is the next statement of the Mishnah. A new, we're going to the next line of the Mishnah. Chachamim Achasois. Chachamim say that you can say Kriya Shema until Chatzos. Now, the Gemara says, Rav Yasa, B'shem Rav Yochanan, Halacha Chachamim. Halacha is like the Chachamim. Therefore, which means until Chatzos, that you only have until Chatzos, which is interesting because in the Gemara of Sugya and Bavli, the Gemara passes like Rav Gamliel, who says you have until the morning. And you can look at the Be'er Halacha, no Sekele on Shulchan Aruch, to explain the stir in the Halacha between Yerushalmi and the Bavli. But he says the Chachamim, but the Gemara says Halacha's Chachamim, not like Gamliel. And Halacha, this is Halacha Lemaisa. And we'll see in the Gemara trying to understand what is why he says this. Why does he pick this halacha of the Chachamim, Lagabi, this halacha of Atul Katzos, that's Katkhila? The Gemara will explain. Avyasa mafake lechavaya. Avyasa lalacha lemaisa paskin, like the name of Yochanan, halacha's Chachamim, and he was knowing this way lalacha, because he was mafake lechavaya, he instructed his rebbeim and his yeshiva. Ain beitun misaska baraisa. If you're going to learn Torah at night, asan kriyishma kodem katzos misaskin. Make sure you say kriyishma before katzos, and then you can learn Torah as long as you want. So in other words, you see that Yasa, who said the name of Yochanan Aloka, is like the Rabbanon, passes the local maisa that way, that they should go ahead and when they teach the shiurim, the Aloka, they should definitely not make sure they say kriyishma before katzos. Because that's the halacha, the chatchila. And if you look at the Pnei Moshe, he says, "Im atarosu masasik b'toyra kol alayla tisiru l'kosh kishma kolim chatzos v'yakach masasik b'toyra." You can go as long as you want learning Torah, but make sure that you say kishma before chatzos. The Gemara says, from this halacha of Yasa, we see two things. Milsa shalach chachamim. Number one, we see like a chachamim that you have to say kishma before chatzos. That was why he instructed them to make sure that they when they give shiurim they stop by before katzos, they could say kriyishma. Milsa amro sha'ima dvarim akha emes v'yatsim. And the second thing he says, that when you say kriyishma, you can still say things after emes v'yatsim. What is emes v'yatsim? We know that we say, we have in our nusuk, we have emes v'emuna, the bracha that we say after Shema. That's part of the brachas that we say we'll call birchas kriyishma. A person is supposed to say that bracha. So you see that since he instructed his rebbeim and yeshiva to learn, if you want to learn at night, make sure you say kriyishma before katzos, continue learning. But if you say kriyishma, you also say emes v'yatzeh, you say birchas kriyishma, which means that you could talk after birchas kriyishma. You're able to speak. And we're going to see in the Gemara, the Sikya now, that according to other opinions, you cannot speak after kriyishma b'layla. So you see that two things we see, Halacha Chachamim, Tuchatzos, and the Halacha of Emes B'yatziv is a Halacha that we say, and you can't speak after, you can speak after that, unlike what we're going to say now. Tani, the Gemara says, HaKayreshma Beis HaKnesses, a person who reads Shema in the evening, in the Kriyashma. Gemara says, Beis HaKnesses, what do you mean Beis HaKnesses? So again, you see, Halacha is Beis HaKnesses, not Bizman. Beis HaKnesses, there is a certain Zman that we do Kriyashma Shal Shakris. The person is supposed to do it in the morning, early, and yet you read it during Kriyashma during Shakras later, not by Nates. You do it later when you're saying Kriyashma in the davening. You do so. So in the morning you yotzi yechiv of Kriyashma. You don't have to read Kriyashma again, even though you didn't read Kriyashma in the zman to ikur zman by Nates, and you did Kriyashma later to when you were davening in shul to be somech gulo tefila. And therefore, you did it such a way. Halacha is your yotze. You don't have to read kriyishma again. However, be'erev l'yotze chavaso. You do it at night, in the evening, which means you said kriyishma and shul before tzeitzak ochavim. Halacha is you're not yotze, and you have to read kriyishma again. Now, obviously, the simple pshat of the Gemara is very simple. Because halacha in the kriyishma in the morning, you still read it in the Zman. Even though lekatchila, you should read it to the Kriyashma at the earliest moment by Nates. But if you did it later, you still have the mitzvah Kriyashma. It's before that, it's not Kriyashma yet. And if you daven in shul, you yotze Kriyashma. However, at night, since you're doing Maariv early, and the stars don't come out till later, so therefore you want yotze Kriyashma b'layla. And in the middle, therefore you have to read Kriyashma again after shul, when you're home, after you have the three stars come out, so you yotze kriyishma. Says the Gemara, Kasha, which is a strange question, what is the difference between Kriya Shema Shaklos, Kriya Shema Shalavis? Now, we know, we already said, the obvious difference is that a person is doing Kriya Shema after the Zman, is before, excuse me, Kriya Shema Erev is Akka the Zman, before you have the three stars come out, therefore you have to do Kriya Shema again, Akka Zman, later when you're home. And Shaklos, it's the Zman Trilos, so it's simple what the difference is. What's the Gemara's Kasha? Ma Ben Kara Shaklos, or Ba Ben Kara Avis? We go to Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara answers, he said, Rabbi Yosef, Matam Amru Atzo Krishma Beso Be'erev, why does that person have to read Krishma Be'erev if you're ready to be Yotze at night? Shalavriya Kazam Azikin, in order to go ahead and chase away the Mazikin, which means that you have to go ahead and read Krishma later in order for a different purpose. Krishma in the evening at home is before you go to sleep is to chase away the Mazikin. So the Gemara says, if so, Milsa Amre Sheinom Dvar Machab Esviyatzit. The Kara comes out from over here. You're telling us you can't say anything after Esviyatzit. So Mele, before you said, Rav Yasa said, he told us, his Rabbeim in the yeshiva, to go ahead and do Kriya Shema Balayla, then you could go ahead and learn the whole night, which means you could speak afterwards. Here, he's telling you have to do Kriya Shema Balayla, Be'erev, chase away the Mazikim, which means right before you go to sleep. So therefore, you can't be Mafsik, L'chaira, after Kriya Shema, after Emes V'yatziv, you would not be able to be Mafsik in this time. That's why L'yotzu De'chavoso, you have to do it at night, and you have to do it again at home in order for the purpose of the Mazikim. Okay, so the Gemara says... So Gemara says because another ma'isa milta Rav Shmuel ben Nechemya Amr Kain. Gemara tells us we see that there was the halacha of Rav Shmuel ben Nechemya. There's a ma'isa happened. He told us the paskin la halacha Rav Shmuel ben Nechemya kara avi nakos libura. He came one time to nakos libura to go to meet the chachamim to makadish the moon to make an ibur yar. So Gemara says. He went, and where did he go? Amikabel Gabi Rebbe Yagusa. He came to the house of Rav Yaakov Gerusa, and he came up to Yerushalayim to go ahead and to be able to make the Ibriya. And again, the Mefarshim will comment on the Lashon of that Nechemah Havi Nokas Libure. Mashmedi went up with the, when you go up, he went there to Shrill. You have to go there to Shrill. You have to only go Makadash HaKodesh, Ma'abra the Shana, only there to Shrill. So it's Mashmedi here that he went up. Where did he go down? He went down. It doesn't make sense. So the different opinions in the Achrayim, whether some say he left, Lagrashi the Prey Moshe, excuse me, says Yared LeIbra Hashana, he went down and Mekav Yakub Agrisa BeBeso. So he went down to this is where it was in Eretz Yisrael, but he went down to his house where he lived to his house to go ahead and to the Uber the Shana together with him. So therefore he wanted to go ahead and do so in Eretz Yisrael. And he went ahead to go to ask him to go. What should he do? How should he conduct himself? So the Gemara says he was Makabel, but Rabbi Yaakov Gerusa came to Rabbi Yaakov Gerusa. Have a bear of zero mimati bene kupya, and of zero went and hid amongst the baskets. Mishmano haich have karishma. He wanted to hear how from the Shmuel by Nechemya how he goes ahead and says Krishma. He wanted to go listen. Rabbi Kari, he heard him go read Krishma. Because of a Kari, he kept on repeating Krishma again. Until he fell asleep. He kept on going until then. So what do we see? So the Chari, you see that he held, he can't be mafsik. Because why did he read Krishma again and again? He said Krishma with the brachos the first time, but then he couldn't go to sleep. So he kept on repeating Krishma without the bracha until he went to sleep. And the purpose for that is they should go ahead and no hefsik. As we said before, he should be able to go ahead not to speak anything before Krishma. So you see, that was the sheet that he held. That you can't be mafsik after Krishma on any terms. That's why when Ed did it in such a way. He went to go listen to him to hide it. Now he does it, and this is what he came out with of the proper way to do Krishma. Says the Gemara, my taima, what's the basis? What's the reason for it to say that? Why do you have to do so? Notes, I understand now, you see, you learn from him that you have to Kriya Shema at home right away. You should be able to do it before you fall asleep. Where's the bucket for this? Where do we get it from? My taima, what's the purpose? Where do we see this from? That you have to read Kriya Shema together? He said over there, Shmuel Ben Nachman, Pasuk says, Rigzul Atodos, you should tremble, not sin. Mervil Vavkem, Amishkavtem, and on your beds, Domicel, you should be silent. What does that mean? So Gemara Dashins, we say, Mervil Vavkem, and Gemara says, Al Mishkavkem, right afterwards, which means you should say Mishkavtem when you say in your heart's Krishma. It should be Al Mishkavtem, it should be where you're lying down, which means Vashavka. So if you see the based upon a Pasuk, this would be the proper way of being knowing. They should go ahead and have they should go ahead and be able to go ahead and say Krishma, put yourself in a situation in a way where you have no hepsi. Even if you have to repeat Krishma again and again, but it should be samach to fall into sleep. And that's what he held at Shita of why he was knowing in such a way. Okay. Says the Gemara. Gemara wants to know, is that opinion everyone agrees to? Gemara says, no. Milzer, Rav Shimon Levi, plika. This halacha of Shimon Levi is different. Why? Rav Shimon Levi disagrees. Kari Mizor Mit Basri. You just quoted Rav Shimon Lechemia, who went ahead, what did he do? His student listened to him at night, and he hid in his bedroom and listened to him say Krishma again and again. He said, first time Krishma with brachas. Then he said Krishma again and again until he fell asleep. Why such he can't be mafsik? Rav Shimon Levi says, he was knowing Kari Mizmar the Basri. He used to read Tehillim after Shema, to fall asleep. He said Mizmar. He said Tehillim. So you see that you can be mafsik. So you can be mafsik after Krishma. And with Mizorim, with different kapitlov. If you look in the Siddur, Kriya Shema Lamita has many different Yoshiva says Elyon, many other different kapitlov tilim that people say after Kriya Shema. So it means like this shita that you could be mafsik after between Kriya Shema and going to sleep, even with these Mizmorim. And it's interesting, these are all halacha that's brought down in the Akronim and Shulchan Aruch as well, about the Brachah of Amapil. Everyone knows there's a bracha of a mapil, the bracha you say before you fall asleep. You're supposed to say it right before you fall asleep. So some say Krishma before that, because the bracha has to be samach to falling asleep. Others say the bracha is really a bracha on Krishma, or say it before Krishma. It should be a Krishma should be between when you fall asleep. There are some people that don't say a mapil, because a mapil is supposed to be on going to sleep. And people that have a difficulty in falling asleep, it could be a hefsik in their kima mitzvah, so they don't say a mapil for that particular reason. They see Alokal Magan Avram, Mishnah Berurah, and those discuss how it should be done and what the procedure of Hamapil is, and a person should be no egg like his Rebbeim. HaTanit Vekmar says, what's the Alokal Shabalevi to be Mafsik, says Ms. Morim? It doesn't make any sense, because Lachar, we have an Abraisa, Ein Omer Devar Ma'amaz Yat, Abraisa is Mefurish, you can't say anything, Ha'amaz Fiyatsim. So therefore, how could you go ahead and say, that he would go ahead and say, Mizmorim, after he fell asleep, L'chari, you see, Mefurish and the price of it, you don't say anything, you don't say it. You don't say it. Gemara says, no, Pasalah, Emes Fiyatza, Shashakras. But he's referring to the Brisa when it says, Emes Fiyatza, Tumat in the morning. In the morning, we want you to have some Akula Tfila. So if a person can't say anything to be Mafsik in the, between Dan Shmanesrei, Mizmorim, things like that, you can't be Mafsik, because you have to be some gula tefila, and that's the luck in the morning. Why the price would say it's not good? Why it's not good? The Gemara comes out to and says the halacha in economy you should not be mafsik. This Gemara says you should not be mafsik at all. But there are those who are mafsik, and you look in Shulchan Aruch, brings down a defense for those who say, oh, look at Pitlach Tilim, Mizmorim, that it brought down the Siddur, after saying Krishma, because it's based upon this halacha that you can continue saying Shema again and again until you fall asleep. So that would be where it comes to the opinion where it comes from. Says the Gemara, the idea of saying Emes V'yatziv is important, to be Sama Gula and Tfila. There are the Mar Barzira B'Shemar Abba Ayimiyah, Shalosh Tekiyah Posein. There are three things that are required to put together, Tukav, to connect them. Take your smicha shchita. You have to connect smicha with shchita. Smicha, you put the hands on the animal. When a person's bringing a korban, you press that on the head of the animal, and therefore that's a din of smicha, and that's halacha. Without smicha, it's not going to be a good kosher shchita. So therefore, when you do smicha, immediately shchita, right before shchita does, you do the smicha. That's halacha in a shchita. You have to do so before. and take up tistayim nadava. You have to have a bracha. You have to have tistayim samach to the bracha, which means when you're washing for a suda and you're going to go make a motzi, so we wash our hands before that. So therefore, you can't be mafsik. You can't have a hesek hadas. You want to do so right away. That's the second inyan. And the third thing connected is gula tefila. It's gula tefila and shayin shmenesu, which we have emes v'yatziv. That's why aloka is you can't be mafsik, because since aloka is you have to be sabak gula tefila, you're going to be emes v'yatziv is a gula, and now you're going to be mafsik with something else. That's considered sabak gula tefila, and therefore the aloka would be that you cannot do that. That's the three things that we call together that are tied together. For Nogeya to Asuya is the din of take of Gula Tefillah. Whereas in a now sidetrack, some where do we see it from? Where do we see some of the other things? Where we tell Loka is take of Smikla Shkita, etc. We'll see that in Be'Hashem in tomorrow's daf.